six Haynes High School students went to college for a week. They earned credits from the University of Alaska Southeast's Juneau campus. Superintendent Roy Getchell worked with UAS staff for months to develop a university program for high school seniors considering technical careers.
You know, whatever their path is, we're going to support them in taking that next step.
The students put in a week of intensive study on campus. They came home with workforce credentials, university credits, and a jumpstart on any one of UAS's 17 technical programs. Haynes High School already has dual credit programs for traditional college track courses. Getchell says this new program rounds out the school's opportunities for upperclassmen.
Students that are taking dual credit right now in math, for example, they may go the career and technical route because it's applicable. And vice versa, there were students in this construction class that may very well go the more traditional college route. But all of this is good for students to experience. All of it is great in helping them make their future decisions, and it will all be applicable for them, you know, in their future.
University scholarship money and school district grant funding paid for everything. It's part of the school board's commitment to invest about $1,000 per student in college and career preparation. UAS offers an associate's degree in several technical fields, including construction. That's the track Haynes students took last week. Robin Gilchrist is an associate professor of construction technology. She was among their instructors.
This is the first time that we have done this with the construction technology program.
It's also the first time high school students could earn UAS credit for their work. Each student has 3 credits towards an occupational endorsement, one of the steps on the way to a technical degree. Gilchrist says those endorsements prepare students for their first jobs. And she was pleased with their performance.
They did great. They learned just a ton of skills in just a short amount of time. And they were long days. They started at 8 and they went all the way from either 4 to 5 o'clock with an hour lunch break. So it was intense.
Students are now OSHA certified and have nationally recognized credentials. Gilchrist says all 6 students completed their coursework with high marks. And those juniors and seniors got to experience on-campus dorm living with a chaperone. Haynesboro School District and UAS plan to formalize the partnership so that it continues into the future.